squaring the life curve, having that excellent health that we enjoy in our youth continue through adulthood, and for goodness sake, maybe even through retirement.
That was Dr. Thomas Campbell, co-author of the China Study and expert on the impact of diet on long-term health. Join Dr. Campbell in New York City when he presents a keynote talk for the Northeast Region Biofeedback Society Annual Conference, October 24th through the 26th. This year, the conference is for everybody, practitioners, educators, and families. Learn about innovative approaches for optimizing health, including the impact of lifestyle, technology, and systems-based thinking on our well-being.
We have a healthcare system that has long favored drugs and procedures for all ills. That's not the only medicine. Food matters as well. Exercise matters as well. Social connection, all that stuff matters enormously to our well-being.
Shifted from allowing to trying, that's what makes biofeedback magical. And I still don't know any easier tools than whether it's using heart rate, muscle tension, etc.
You know, lifestyle components need to be integrated, and we need to be talking about that. Parents are so overwhelmed, and kids feel it, and we're all just co-dysregulating. That's what I call it. Not co-regulating, we're co-dysregulating.
Being in nature brings us back to the way that our body functioned when we spent so much more time in nature. Our bodies feel very comfortable. It's what our bodies know.
From digital stress to dietary shifts, healing is possible, even in the noise of modern life. If you want more of these insights live and in person, join us at the NRBS Annual Conference. You'll connect with speakers like Dr. Thomas Campbell, Dr. Eric Pepper, Dr. Roseanne Kapanahaj, Dr. Cynthia Kersen, Dr. Beth Baral, and others whose work is reshaping the future of integrative health. Follow the registration link in the show notes or go to nrbs.org. Thanks for tuning in to Healthy Brain, Happy Body, and see you in New York City.